Hello there, pissheads. Welcome to the show. Before we get started, I want to tell you a little about 80s Baby. 80s Baby, that's 80sbaby.net, is a pop culture nostalgia website created by Brooklyn comedian John Bilancini. Each Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, John publishes a new article detailing some bit of pop culture ephemera you probably forgot you loved, like the Pizza Hut Book It program. I missed that. I just finished a book, and I was like, where's my damn pizza, baby? And a definitive ranking of No Fear t-shirts. If you like remembering simpler times when your biggest concern was waking up in time to catch the Muppet Babies on Saturday mornings, check out 80s Baby. That's EIGHTIESBABY.net or find it on Twitter at Nostalgia's a Drug. All right, enjoy the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Stand By Your Band. I'm Tom Takkar, the Wolf of Dog Street, and I'm, of course, joined for another week by Tommy McNamara, the Prince of Snarkness,
yes.
The Dog of Wolf Street.
Back from an actual hiatus.
Back from a real hiatus. This one was real, people, and we are sorry. It was not a drill. I in a hangover like scenario, I was stuck in Vegas. I passed out at a bachelor party with my friends. I had a baby, and we forgot to put out a podcast.
Oh wow.
Very chaotic.
You're going to Thailand soon?
I am, yeah. To have the exact same thing happen. Mike Tyson was okay for some reason. I was fine with having him there.
Speaking of problematic guests, we have Esther Steinberg on today.
Welcome
Hello.
To the show. So, Esther, thank you so much for coming on. Not only
the
did you come here,
that's a,
not only did Esther come at 10 p.m. at night, well, I told her 10 today.
Our correspondence went like this: "Hey, do you want to come by at 10?" I said, "Great."
And then
in my brain, it was like, not even a question, not even a thought.
Yep.
AM or PM could have been the easiest court, like just like to check in, you know, AM or are we talking Eastern time? Like there was not a question.
Yeah.
I was just like, I told my live-in partner, I was like,
wow.
I was like,
downgraded.
Gotta get up early. I'm doing a podcast. Come over here, ding dong. You looked like I caught you jerking off.
I could not believe
he
you
was
were
like, PM.
That is what I sound like when I'm jerking off. I have a very painful penis.
Oh no,
painful penis. Not a bad band name.
That's true.
Not a good one either.
Yep.
Ooh, I was thinking of this for the live show. By the way, we have a live show this very Thursday.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, if you're listening on Wednesday, which you should be a loyal listener who, the second this show comes out,
which
you're
is whenever we want, lately.
Whenever we're feeling like it. Yeah. Look, we've been on some busy schedules.
You want them
shit.
To be loyal, but then you're like hiatus, look. Boys.
Exactly. Yeah.
I love that.
This very Thursday, Union Hall. It's going to be a hell of a show. We've got Josh Gondelman, Casey James Salingo, Eudora Peterson, Chalewa Sharp, Ashley Hamilton, Claire Parker. Shit, I knew I'd run into a wall sooner or later.
And the rest.
Sean Donnelly, who I just spent the week in Vegas with. Nick Nanny.
Do you say Mary Houlihan?
Mary Houlihan.
I think that's it.
And that probably is it. And if not, then fuck me.
Yep.
But it's going to be such a fun show. That's at 8 p.m. at Union Hall.
8 p.m.
PM. That's right. Right.
I love Union Hall.
It's my favorite place.
It's
bocce
so
ball. Upstairs, don't go to that. Downstairs is
go
where
the
magic
show.
Happens.
Screw the bocce, you know? But yeah, 10 a.m. It is funny that I just assumed you would think 10 p.m. But it was a perfect
assumption because you obviously were like, there was just not, it's so obvious there was not a question in either of us.
It truly,
we were both positive what was happening. Yeah. We were like, yeah, got cool. Yep. Mm-hmm.
I just got a message at work that just said, Esther's here. I was like, well, this can't be how it goes.
Get her out.
It was truly the scene from Dumb and Dumber where he's at the bar at 10 a.m. I just thought she was a raging alcoholic.
It's a classic.
Oh, no. I'm stupid.
No.
It's all my fault. I'm dumb.
No. But maybe. No.
I will take full responsibility for my dumbness. Luckily, we are Nabesies.
Yes.
And if I didn't come early, then I wouldn't have found out about the cool coffee shop.
Oh, very cool coffee shop.
Ooh,
we haven't seen each other in 2 weeks. We're already doing that.
We're right on.
This feels like
track.
A cult.
Yeah,
very cool coffee
Join
shop.
Join the piss freaks.
Ignore the 19 teenage women Tom has in his room.
What the fuck? That reminds me, we will be giving away Pez on the live show as one of the prizes, and it came in a strange bag.
You'll hear more about that on the next episode.
Show, yeah.
Cliffhanger.
Yeah, I love a cliffhanger.
Tommy, how you been, man?
I'm
it's
good.
Been so long.
I know. My life has changed.
You got anything you want to share with the listeners that has happened over the last 2 weeks?
I think that they'll just hear it in the timbre of my voice. That I'm a new man. I'm fulfilled.
All right. Yeah. Very good.
Did you get highlights?
No, there might be stuff I want to talk about at the live show, but I know that they will hear that on this feed too. So I will not
say
that.
This is like the show that's like we can't talk about the things we want to because of that live.
Just the things that we can't talk about when we want to riff up top.
Oh, good call. Yeah. Yeah.
I like that.
Well, Esther, what did you do in the time that you had between
and the 12-hour gap? Yeah.
You guys want to know something crazy?
Yes.
I don't know when I'm supposed to tell you guys something crazy.
Right up top.
Yeah, probably up top.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
So we are here because of
Modest Yahoo.
That's right.
Yes.
And, you know, 10 a.m., I get here.
The best time to talk about Modest Yahoo.
And I do have a tendency of, like, overstaying my welcome. So I really tried not to, and I think
Wait,
I did a really good job.
Were you in our bathroom that entire 12 hours?
I actually, like, patting myself on the back for being, like, I'm taking the social cues and I'm getting the F out of here in a good, lovely amount of time.
Yeah.
7-6 minutes, something like that. That's
beautiful.
A nice
maybe
time.
Even less.
Maybe
it
less.
It honestly felt like you walked in, were in here for maybe 90 seconds.
I wanted to stay all day, but I left. And then, because I was like, I just did a long walk, had coffee. I was just like ready to podcast.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And fuck, then, we should have just recorded a Patreon. I messed up. I'm sorry.
No. Listen,
yes.
I'm fully responsible.
No,
and I'm super into like whatever's meant to be will be. Like we are here because we needed to be here.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm so annoying like that. But, and I don't know. It might come up again. But anyways, so I'm listening to the
Yes.
And
is that what fans call him or just you?
Just me.
Okay.
And
Kanye's yay and Modest Yahoo is yah.
He's yah.
I mean, I call him a lot of things. Modest, the yah.
Sure.
Mima, momo. I call him daddy.
He's your grandma.
I call him zaddy.
Ooh, zaddy.
Anyways, so I'm listening to Modest Yahoo. I'm singing along. And then I'm also supposed to be picking out music for my wedding right now. Like, what am I going to walk down the
Ooh.
Aisle and like... a friend of ours did a Modest Yahoo song, and then my life partner was like, "We can't because they did it," and it was his friend, and I wasn't fucking there.
That's messed up.
Damn.
So I was like, "Well, what if I want?" But that was like a fight. That wasn't a fight. That was a little thing that happened a very long time ago, months ago, and we never really revisited the music thing. So I'm listening, and I'm like, "Is this the song for my wedding?" Anyways.
Yes.
This is the exciting part because this is like long and annoying.
Yeah, I do want the sneak peek of what will be at the
end. I think here's I have a
pitch for you. The exciting part should come a little later on.
And every listener of the podcast is invited to the wedding.
Yes, that's true. Just like with Megan Gailey's, if you're a Patreon subscriber,
yes, that's part of the benefits.
You
yeah.
get to be part of the wedding party for,
and a bridesmaid.
Yes, that's it. Yes.
Yeah, we need more. I only have 10 bridesmaids.
Yes. Wow. Me and Tommy get to be flower girls.
Yes.
That is the deal. How cute would that be?
It'd be great. And not terrifying at all.
That's amazing.
I do think I have an idea for your wedding songs. I think that if we give this playlist a perfect rating, it just is the wedding playlist.
I think it's a good idea.
I mean, how can you do better than a perfect playlist?
I don't think it's going to happen.
Well, we're doing two live bands, no playlist.
What?
Oh, two live bands. Is it two live crew?
No. It's 311. No, it's like a Motown band for the dancing.
Yes.
And then it's like a klezmer band for the hora, which is like the traditional Jew circle now, dance.
We were both going to pretend. Yeah. We knew what klezmer meant.
Klezmer is a word that you made up, correct?
It's like... It's
frankincense, klezmer,
mazel tov, mazel tov.
Oh,
like,
right, of course. Dun, dun,
dun, dun. It's very like Fiddler on the Roofie, and then
Fiddler on the Roofie. I think McLaughlin's going to that play. If you know what I'm talking about,
they have Pez, and it's very Fiddler on the Date Rape, and it's so. The songs would mean, I don't even know, you know, it's like, how much can you tell a band to be like, I want you to play, I know you're a klezmer band, you gotta learn Halo by Beyonce.
Mm. Yes.
And also you're like, I want to do something different, and I need to be different, and I want different.
Right.
I can't.
Have the two bands fight. That's my
there
idea.
There we go. Jets versus Sharks.
Yes.
Yeah.
More or musical
Jets
references.
Jets versus Kesmers. let's see here. Let's listen, before we get too deep into this one, because I think Modest Yahoo is an interesting figure. I think we should listen to a song early on this
Great.
One. If you don't mind.
Let's listen to the one that people might know.
The
one
the
that
most
I know.
Popular song is King Without a Crown.
Most
I
popular
believe.
Song of all time. Yeah.
That is the most popular song mm-hmm. of all time.
Yep.
I love this song.
I assumed so. I made
I
a judgment call. You didn't tell me if you wanted live or not live. I assumed King Without a Crown. You want live?
Clearly, can I? Mercury is in motherfucking retrograde.
Yes,
and everything, all communication is wonky and off.
Yes,
I am barely into this. I'm into it, but I also like I go in and I go out. Mm-hmm. I'm not like listen to him like. Mercury. I'm more just like
I
when
thought you
I
meant
feel.
I also thought you meant Yahoo.
Communication is still wonky. Yeah,
it's fucking fucked up.
Damn,
everything's off.
Yes.
He's like live. I'm like not.
But you don't want live.
I love live.
Why don't we listen to both?
I put both on
the
here.
Reason
let's
I
play both.
The reason I like live, and I'll tell you, because it's like, oh yeah, that band's good. That band's good. Oh, and then you see them live, and you're like, wah wah. Mm-hmm. Matisse Yasu's album was live.
The
fuck? He sounds brilliant live. Like, we all fell in love with him. Live performance.
Yes.
You can feel the electric of the crowd. And as a comedian, it's like, yeah, you want the electric of the crowd. Like, unless you're Drew Michael, you need an audience.
Alrighty.
He's my bro. It's fine. We're bros. I'm a man.
All right, let's listen to some of King Without a Crown live at Stubbs.
I'm excited.
Michael Yatstrew.
So he starts with made up noises.
Oh, I actually love this.
Yeah, I remember. This is the song I knew.
Oh, you are really getting into it.
That noise.
Sing away, please.
So you're all that I have, and you're all that I need. Each and every day I pray to get to know you. Please wanna be close to you. Yes, I'm so hungry. You're like water for my soul when I get thirsty. Without you, there's no me. You're the air that I breathe. Sometimes I'm burning light, and it just can't be. With all these beans around me, around me, bring out to next you, buddy. But I believe it. I believe it. Say I believe.
Were you actually saying the words there?
Yeah, but he's also like, he has this reggae situation and his like, well, I remember when I first heard this song and I was like in high school and I was just like, what the fuck
yes.
is this song? And it just stopped me and just like altered my entire
yeah.
life.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
I remember just loving this guitar.
Never noticed the guitar.
I love it.
Keep myself to you from the essence of my being. And I sing to my heart. Songs from the end. Now I'm a shield. Yeah. Strip away your legs and reveal your soul. You ought to give yourself up before you become whole. I'm saving myself and you don't even know. Okay.
I'm going to skip forward a little bit.
But we should listen to the contrast. We should studio it.
So I think that that live version is so much better than the original.
I agree.
Because I remember a couple of years ago, I was like, remember, I was just like in my, to myself, I was like, remember Modest Yahoo? I was like my own BuzzFeed
article.
You
stood up at Awake and said that.
Remember Modest Yahoo?
Excuse me.
But then I was like, I don't remember what I liked about him. And so then I searched for his most popular song, and King Without a Crown came up, and then I listened to this. And at first I was like, I don't think this is the song that I was into.
You're missing a lot of those noises.
Each and every day I pray to get to know you. I'm gonna be close to you. Yes, I'm so hungry. Feel like water for my soul when I get thirsty. Love to me, you're the air that I breathe. Sometimes the world is dark and I just can't see. With these demons around, all around, I bring me down to negative vibes. I believe, yes, I believe, I said I believe. I stand on my feet, one beat, I'm down on one knee. I fight with all of my might to get these demons to flee. Hashem's rays, fire blaze, burn bright in. I believe Hashem's rays, fire blaze, burn bright.
It's not that different, but it's just missing that, like,
that live,
there is something
electricity
about that live, like,
the feel.
And he's, yeah,
it's like the heart and soul. So I could not believe anything that was happening when I was first introduced to him. I was just like, wait, whoa, 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 whoa. He's an Orthodox Jewish guy doing, like, reggae rap. At the time, I was, like, living in Florida.
Sure.
Dealing with, like, the casual, just... Obviously, like, being in high school, everyone's mean.
Right. Plus
I'm the only Jew. Like, right. My sister walked into home ec class, and my sister's, like, very harmless. Like, if you're going to be mean to a Steinberg sister, it would be Esther.
Everybody knows
cause
that.
Because she's got resting bitch face, and the other ones are much nicer. Mm-hmm. And I'm nice. I just come across prickly. And
you were going through a lot. You had to deal with that recount that just happened. That
yes. And Florida's just, like, a disgusting place. And we were going to public school for the first time. We had gone to Jewish private school, and then we went to, like, a normal private school, a lot of Jews. Then all of a sudden it was public school, not a single Jew. She walks into, like, home ec class, there's a swastika. This Jesus. Guy that I was dating, like, I was seeing this guy and he was kind of cute, and then everyone would start calling him Moses and, like, making fun of him because he was dating a Jewish girl, which was me.
Wow.
And I was like, still with him.
Damn.
But, like, he was, like, a cool guy, and then everyone would rag on him and shit on him because he was with a Jew broad.
Damn. In Florida?
And because Florida's the worst place in the world.
Sure, but isn't there a large Jewish population?
They're all old,
you're thinking
right?
of is, like, 90-year-olds in Miami that were, like, living in New Jersey and Manhattan, and then they're like, why don't we move to Boca?
So you were younger. I thought you had that Benjamin Button thing. I'm really sorry. I don't know what I was thinking.
But I
I do that all the time.
More like a Benjamin Netanyahu
thing. It was
Yahoo
Tampa,
thing.
Too.
Like Benjamin Nuttin.
Let's not. Okay. Please. Can we please?
Okay.
And I don't know, Matisse Yahoo came at the right time for me to be like, hey, it's okay to not be the same as everyone else. And by that, I mean Jewish. Like, it came at a time where I was, a lot of people don't like Jews. Anti-Semitism is on the rise, but that's not really, the global issues aren't as important as high school. Yeah. Who's right in front of you? Who's making fun of you? And, like, who is ragging on you and why?
Yeah,
is it your hair, your nose, your poorness, your richness, or your Judaism? And it was the Judaism constantly coming up. And someone, you know, on a cruise ship that I went on, like, there's this really hot guy from, like, Texas.
Oh,
he had a cowboy hat. He was, like, 16. I was 14.
Even
and he
better.
Was like, you got horns. Do you have horns?
Oh,
and he asked
what?
To feel my horns. When I finally said that I was, like, Jewish, thinking, like, it was cute. It's not. And he was like, where are your horns? And I was like,
oh, was he trying to, like, hit on you?
He was hitting on me at first. And then it became, like, a horns thing.
Oh, yeah.
Horrible.
And then it was like, this sucks. But then there was Matisse Yahoo.
Yeah.
And he's literally the only person I was exposed to that was cool and doing music and Jewish and reggae. But he was, like, super duper Orthodox, and that was kind of a disconnect for me. Then I went on a trip to Israel and went to a study program, not Birthright, but, like, an actual college program at 16. And while I was there, I found out it was Alexander Muss, Israeli high school. And while I was, like, studying the history of Israel, as 16-year-olds do. They were like, yeah, this view, blah, 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 is the same program that Matt Miller went on when he like wanted to be more religious. And this was the view and this was like the program. So according to this school, Matt Miller, who's now Montes Yahoo, is like fell in love with the religion and Israel from that. But then he fucking went away.
Did you get pissed that you didn't become an amazing rapper when you
never,
had that
view? Never. And I went to his concert. Like, yeah. He had like a concert in Tampa with 311, and it was really, really cool. And we got high and watched him, and he was incredible. And I just loved all of his music. And then the religion stuff was always very interesting. And when I've heard his story, it's like, it's very culty. Like, we're in Brooklyn. We've seen it all. The black hats and all that stuff. So right. It's like, there's part of me. Yeah, it's a really isolating thing where they like wear black coats and tell you what to do and how to do it. And you have to get married and the women have to be pregnant. And they don't, you're not allowed to touch a woman if she's on her period. And men and women aren't supposed to touch. And there's milk and meat and da 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 da. Like, yeah. I could go on for hours about like the rules and restrictions of this like cult, which is Hasidism, and like intense the Jews with the overcoats.
Yeah.
And then they each have their own little cliques and clubs and groups. Like, there's the people with the furry hats, the people with the black hats, it's crazy. And he was in that world, and it was very interesting. And my next trip to Israel that I went on, I like really dived into more of that, because I went on a program that I didn't realize was a religious program until I got to Israel, and we were separated, boys and girls, and told to like wear skirts and talked about the Torah. And it was still a great experience, but I lost my mind.
How long was it?
It was a month.
It was a month?
Wow.
Of separated boys and girls? Wow.
Well, we saw them sometimes, but the learning and the dancing was separated.
Damn.
And I was like, maybe this is what I want, because a lot of the things that they were teaching us seemed fucking right and truthful. And like Montes Yahoo's music, it's like there's positivity. Right. There's talking about your ego. There's talking about God. And it's like King Without a Crown is a love song, but it's to God and it's not to a woman. So I was like, I was really inspired in that, all that songs and all that stuff meant a lot to me. And I was like, even questioning my faith, like how much did I want to move to Israel? Did I want to wear skirts? Did I want to like be a person who drops kind of, they set me up on a date with a woman who was actually in the hospital, who just gave birth. And they were like, you got to go talk to her because she's a comedian. So I go talk to her, and she was telling us, me and my sister went, because my sister was there for some crazy reason.
Do you remember who it was? Paula Poundstone.
No.
Okay.
I can't remember her name, but she like has a kosher comedy or something like that, which I'm sure gets used every 13 seconds.
Mm-hmm, sure.
But she told me that she went to the same college that I went to, NYU, but then she tried to do acting and it didn't work out, and da da da. And then she was doing stand up, and then like her whole life fell apart. She went to Israel, became religious, and now does comedy for women only show, because it's like not modest to do a show in front of men.
Wow.
And so that's her life. And she was like basically telling me how wonderful and great it is to be a part of this community, and like having babies and being religious has like all that gross stuff she left back there.
Yeah.
So they were like,
oh my God.
There's a word for it, Beit Shuva or something like that, where you're like basically born again Orthodox. Uh-huh. And a lot of Orthodox people won't even consider you pure or like fuckable, marryable, because you aren't a virgin, because you weren't born and into the Orthodox shit.
I actually have resting Betshuva face.
Ah,
a lot of people say that to me.
I love that. if I have it right. but then later I was like, fuck this. Fuck, that's not who I am. That I tried it on for size, because that's what you do when you're in college.
Yeah.
You try shit on for size. You're like, I'm him. I'm her.
Sure.
I'm gay. I like gay guys.
Wait, it seems like there's a theme now.
I love putting penises next to each other.
I love going on dates.
I'm the anal girl. I'm the anal girl.
I'm an anal girl.
But we should stop being so dirty because this is a love podcast to God.
Of course.
It's something that I wanted
true.
To get out of the way.
To God. So,
and then motherfucking Mati Siaho.
Who I saw live.
You saw
him? I saw him at Lollapalooza.
I just did a Lollapalooza thing. But
you just did Lollapalooza?
I just did like a hosting thing at Lolla. And I was like, I'd never been. And then I became like Mrs. Lollapalooza for 7 days of just like running around, like talking about Lolla on camera for Red Bull YouTube.
Yeah.
And it was a blast. And I was like,
that's
if
awesome.
Only I was a 16-year-old getting fingered by the trash cans, this would be great.
That was my
Wait,
life.
Fingered by the trash cans.
I definitely
was,
saw
oh, God damn
drugs.
It.
Teenagers on drugs watching The Weeknd.
What's the name of the Muppet who's in the garbage can?
Oscar.
Yeah.
The Grouch. I was like the dumb drunk kid who went to see Masiyahu just to hear King Without a Crown.
Of course. And have a spiritual experience.
It was great. We were all way too drunk. One of my friends had to go to the hospital. It was good. But that was every Lollapalooza.
I asked the people, the medics at Lolla, I was like, so how many people do you have to like leave this festival in an ambulance? And they were like 200-300.
Oh, yeah. Jesus. I should tell my friend Jimmy. He'll be happy he's not alone.
They had the answer ready to go. I'm like, yeah, you could Uber home, walk home, or most of the people do the ambulance route.
So you don't remember how it was at all?
I remember, no. I will say, Modest Yahoo at Lollapalooza is very hard to say.
Yes.
It's an unwieldy phrase.
We need more letters.
We do.
Started by Perry. Lala from Alice.
Oh yeah, Perry Farrell, which is a play on the word peripheral.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Also a Jew.
Ah, is he?
Yeah,
is
secret.
That right?
Yeah, they're all secret.
I had a roast beef with a Jew at while I was in Vegas. It was very good.
I worked for the Anti-Defamation League for 2 years, by the way, so I can say whatever I want on this podcast.
Oh my God.
Test it out. Yeah. this was that was his first big single, obviously. We should say King Without a Crown. It was in 2004, but the song I believe hit big in 2006.
I mean, I got fingered in the woods 11 times to that song at summer camp. So.
Is that true? To the song?
Yeah.
How are you playing
Wait,
the song?
Fingered 11.
I don't know if I was getting fingered.
It was just like in
it
your
was
head.
Anal.
It was the It was the theme of the week.
It was like a real big camp song. Well, maybe not even camp. I don't know.
So it was a Jewish camp.
It was just every Jew hang. Like I was in BBYO, which is like a youth organization. Again, the reason I had to do these things was because everyone was like Confederate flag trash in Florida. And I always had to like figure out who I was over and over again. And I was like, great. The Jewish kids are like smoking hookah. Only a couple of them are on Oxycontin. And mostly it's just good weed and Mati's Yahoo music and Bob Marley. And that's the thing is like, you got that.
Also
yes. I remember being into those two kind of at the same time.
Yes.
Because this song came out, the live version came out in 2005. I don't remember how I got the song. I don't remember. I think it got good radio play for a little while.
Which
it
one? Hit like, One Day?
No. King Without a Crown.
It might have been on
I never
Madden.
Got into One Day.
That was like a FIFA.
You think it was in Madden for real?
Check it out. I All swear right. to God.
That
it was in FIFA?
Such a...
It was like
no
the like.
Way.
It was in
FIFA
some video
song.
Game, yeah.
Sometimes I lay under the moon. I thank God.
Search Modest Yahoo video game.
I will.
First of
I
all,
will.
See if Modest Yahoo 2K17 comes out because that was my favorite game.
Maybe I was trying to look for a Modest Mouse song and I actually typed in Modest Yahoo. I was drunk.
That's funny.
Okay, let's see. Your Modest Yahoo video game. That is very shocking. Let's see. One Day. Was in 2K10?
One
NBA
day.
NBA 2K10.
Right.
One day.
I mean, who would make
what
that up?
What do you
up?
Think the 2K10 is?
It's a basketball game.
You did a gun shooting thing.
Wait, you just dribbled like, and then went
think,
boom,
yo,
boom.
Yo, don't rape me. That's a video game. Here's all my video game noises. Don't rape me.
Oh, my God.
I'm being raped. I'm a stripper. Is that all the video game noises?
I think that's
it's
all
like
of them.
Guys sitting in their sweaty beanbag chairs playing fucking fuck a girl you're never gonna fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Is that the game?
That's
that
Fortnite. Yeah.
Yep, that's it.
And then there's Halo. Halo is happening.
Beyonce's Halo. Yep.
I've not seen. Now Halo. I'm not sure if this is.
What's like a level two of Halo?
I'm gonna look at
level two Halo.
I think that one day might have been in FIFA 10.
No, does your life partner play no video games?
No.
Oh, interesting.
He watches sports and plays them. No, he did the that song
the World
was
Cup?
Sorry, the World Cup.
Yes, okay. That might be part of it.
Like FIFA but the video game? Live sports.
Yes.
I'm not
like
seeing
grown ass gorgeous Brazilian men.
I mean, that would be crazy if that's
their hair mm-hmm. constantly mm-hmm. like from the sweat and
sure.
not using their hands.
Mm-hmm.
That's soccer.
That is right.
Keep going.
Yes.
And then there's like gorgeous men mm-hmm. running down a court, throwing the orange ball. And then
right.
there's like gorgeous men like humping each other on a green field. And mm-hmm. that's football.
Right. Those are the sports. We nailed it.
Oh, and they're rich.
Welcome
and they're violent.
Well, I don't know about all of them. You don't hear a lot about soccer stars being violent.
I'm sure one Google search would change that.
Yeah, probably. like the
there
like,
are no rapes in the soccer
like
community.
Even police haven't. If they just Googled it, they'd be like, "Oh, we should be really keeping an eye on this."
The other countries
players.
Do a good job of like protecting their footballs.
They do.
Let's see here. It says so. There was a moment where he rediscovered his faith and wrote this song. We should let's quickly listen to Jared's voicemail. So I don't know if you know this part of the show, Esther, but the owner
no.
All right.
Safe to assume. Yep.
The owner of the Comedy Attic in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana, Jared Thompson, likes to leave his thoughts on whatever artists we are talking about, and this week, obviously, he's going to be talking about Modest Yahoo.
He says one bad thing, I swear to God.
I'd brace myself.
What's up, y'all? This week they went to Jared. The boys are going to have a guest on defending Matas Yahoo, I think is how you say it. This is clearly a trap for me. I do not feel very comfortable doing this, but I'll do my best here. I know that, you know, I have an impeccable taste, you know, in music, and I know everyone that listens to this podcast knows that. But in this case, like I know this happens a lot where I don't know necessarily who Justin Bieber is as far as music, and then I hear the song, I'm like, oh, that's right, I've heard the song, but I didn't know who it was. This is, I have no idea. I mean, obviously I've heard of Matas Yahoo. I don't know if it's, I wasn't sure that it was a person or a group. I think it's a person. I will say that I just tried to listen to a couple songs, excuse me, including King Without a Crown, which seems to maybe be his or their hit. And I mean, I know that I say that Sublime is one of the worst bands I've ever, I thought this was rap, I think. And maybe it is, I have no idea, but it sounds like Sublime or 311 to me, like it's, and somehow worse just because at least they came first. Like this is just seems like some sort of rehashing of that, and I don't know if there's like a message in the music and that's sort of why people like it, or maybe people actually like the way the music sounds. I guess that's possible, but seems unlikely. But I know that they do like big stadiums or whatever, like I think they're pretty a big deal, so I think maybe there's something to it where it's like people that are Christian, like they probably wouldn't choose the big huge Christian rock bands if they were choosing what they thought sounded the best, but because they're Christian, that's how they became more famous. I don't know. Anyway, please don't make this go viral. I probably didn't do a very good job here. All right, thanks.
Well, they're outside his house, boys. Yeah. Get him.
Dox him, drag him.
Dox him, drag him. What do you think, Esther?
Yeah, what are your thoughts? What do you think about
he
the
religious
He
seemed very
slight?
Confused. The whole thing was just, it wasn't like, listen, this is how I feel about the music. It was like, where, what, huh, Sublime, what? I've never even heard of it. It's not Bieber. And it's like, yeah, it's not Bieber. And the fact that he doesn't like Sublime, it's like, hey, I don't like country. There are rappers I can't stand. There are rappers I love. Like, I'm all about people picking and choosing their genre, especially when people come up to me after comedy shows and they're like, I really liked you, hated that other guy. I'm like, that's so irrelevant and gross. Go fuck yourself.
Someone did that at my show tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was a bummer.
Did you say go fuck yourself?
It is yourself. A bummer because it's like we gave... You're putting on
well,
a
I literally
show
booked
where you
them
have like,
too, so it's like...
You have 10 people and they're supposed to be different. They're supposed to be diverse. Yep. They're not. This is not the blue collar comedy tour that you've promised people or the
you did
feminist...
That, Tommy. Like, that was fucked up. You said Ron White and Larry the Cable Guy and Jeff Foxworthy.
Yeah, yeah, and if you go to a festival that's like... you know, LGBT, like you want those comedians, you want those jokes, but if you just go to a comedy show, it's like it should, you know, organized
sure.
kind of diversity.
What about LGBT tater salad? That was just to make Tom laugh. And it worked.
Oh man.
But I didn't think that he like got it, and that's cool. And he's probably doesn't seem like into Sublime or reggae or like the reggae and that just doesn't seem like it's for him.
I didn't
but
think
I
of...
was also like, what's going on with the Christians?
What about get them done?
Yep.
Sorry.
I didn't think about Modest Yahoo being connected to like 311 or Sublime until...
But they toured together.
And then
so
I saw that
sense.
They toured with 311. I was like,
see,
oh, yeah.
Slightly
see,
stupid. Now he tours with like Common Kings and we can go to like the Evolution.
Sure. But I see the connection that Jared's making for sure because of the reggae stuff. Like it's definitely in there that it's like a guy who's... rapping and doing reggae at the same time.
He's also
that.
Doing beatboxing to a point yes. where he like busted his lips and fucked up his whole mouth and like had to like take a break. I also have like vocal issues. I was like a New York City tour guide and I like had photos of my vocal cords taken where I had like God. All kinds of like nodes and crazy stuff because I was utilizing my
me.
Instrument, which is my voice,
yep.
and abusing it into a point where I was going to the doctor and had to be on like voice rest. And the same thing happened with Mati Siaho.
What do? Do you drink tea?
More than that, it's shutting the fuck up.
I wish my wife got some of that.
Also, there's little like there's ways to like talk like. If you're gonna kind of lazily talk like I'm doing right now,
like
you're
vocal fry
damaging.
Shit.
Yeah, vocal yeah. fry. You're damaging. And then there's like ways to talk like this, and now I'm not because I'm using a different register and not this guy.
Hello.
But sometimes it's really fun to be like, wait, what did you just say?
Tommy, you think that's the good voice you're
hello.
Hello, Moto.
Hello, Moto.
I also think I have a tendency to be like, I'm around so many. Males. Mm-hmm. I love males. I'm straight. And I think I occasionally want to get to everyone else's level, which is lower.
Well, hang okay. out with me. It's pretty high up there.
That's maybe why I'm feeling vocally healthy because mm-hmm. I'm like, I had to actually like confront my gender identity and be like, even though you want to be a man and even though you want to have a man voice, you don't, and you are going to ruin your vocal yes. cords. The thing that gives you money in your pocket is your voice. That's the only way I know mm-hmm. how to make a living. Any of my side gigs were tour guiding or mm-hmm. teaching, like acting coaching. Like every single thing I do is my voice.
You have to get good at miming, otherwise.
You could be a mime.
Let's do that. Mm. Let's go to Facebook. Also,
oh, no.
There's a lot of thoughts on Facebook. Way
ooh,
more than I thought there would be, to be honest. Oh, wait, that's not.
Did you look through Tom's Facebook?
For
you,
a
I
moment,
saw that you liked the
I
status.
Liked it, and then someone was like, "He's hot," and then I that was the only thing I saw. I think I saw it too early because I didn't see very many comments. I just
There's
saw he's hot, and I was like, "He's fucking fuckable." You know once he got rid of that beard, because listen, he had a costume on when we were first introduced to him. Big black hat, big black beard.
Yes.
Who is this guy? He's in this big black coat. Yeah. And we're just like, okay, where is this coming from? And he like invented Jewish reggae. Like reggae had always been about like Zion and Jerusalem, but yeah. Now he was doing it as in Hashem and Jerusalem. So it's like, it really, in so many ways, made so much sense. I could see how someone's like, that's a ripoff of Sublime. But it's like, okay, so Bob Marley's talking about Zion and God and all these things. And so is Matisse in his own very specific way. But yeah, that was a costume and that was a mask.
Yeah, well, it's...
And when the mask came off, so did the... So did the panties.
Oh, damn. All right.
He's clean shaven. He's a handsome man. There was that video that went viral of him. He's in like a coffee shop and a busker is playing one day. And then Modest Yahoo starts singing with him. And afterwards, the guy is like, hey, you've got a pretty good voice. And he goes, do you know who I am? And he's like, no. And he's like, I'm Modest Yahoo. That's my song. And the guy's like, oh, shit. You look way different now. He calls him kid. He goes, oh, you changed the look, kid. He's like freaking out a little bit. But
he
looks
this?
Handsome yeah, as hell wow. in that video. He looks good, clean shaven. But
is he Gray Zaddy right now?
Is he a married man, that Gray Zaddy?
He's been married, I believe, more than once. Mm. He's in a relationship right now. He has two multi-poos. I don't know what's happening. But I know there's children and then there's ex-wives. Maybe just ex-wife. I don't really know. Mm-hmm. But I'm all about it. I think that he's authentic. And I think that he had a religious marriage that didn't work out.
I've got the information here. So Modest Yahoo met NYU film student NYU. Talia Nay Silverman. When she interviewed him for a documentary about men. Yeah, yeah. When he was in Florida in high school and accused a woman of having horns.
oh, my God. This just made me, like, I did not think that was
she.
that was not funny.
I love
can
it.
Can I have a 10-minute break?
Please.
she interviewed him for a documentary about men and women not touching each other. They were set up by a rabbi.
My time in high school.
Your entire life.
There it is.
They were set up by Rabbi Dov Yonah Korn.
I love Dov David Dov.
They were set up by Korn. NYU's chaplain. They married in August 2004. Together they have sons. Shalom Menachem Mendel and Livy. I could be totally butchering these. In 2014, Modest Yahoo confirmed that they had divorced 2 years before, but they remained on good terms. He is also father to a child named Sasha Lillian, who was born while on tour with Adele Tawil in Germany. Former girlfriend Toma Danley gave birth to their daughter on April 2nd, 2014 in Portland, Oregon.
He fucks. He checks out.
The kid can fuck.
He's like Jewish reggae Billy Joel. Just leaving ex-wives. His way.
Eating kosher piano varnish.
He's vegan.
Is he really?
Yes.
Are you vegan?
Is piano varnish not vegan?
Oh, I cheat sometimes. I'm not fully vegan, but my diet is 90% vegan.
Oh, wow.
I can say that confidently. Okay. I'm very ashamed when I do occasionally put the lox on the bagel.
Ah, that's what it is.
The whole thing. The bagel has egg. The cream cheese is made of cow blood.
Yep.
And then the lox are dead Christian babies. So the whole thing is not vegan.
Yeah. I mean, that's
smoked Christian babies.
Debatable.
Am I doing a good job of creating more anti-Semitism?
Let's see here. He's 39. Damn, he is a zaddy. Before we get into the Facebook, there was a few things that I found that I thought were fun. So on Urban Dictionary, the definition of Modest Yahoo, this is the fifth one down, so take that for what you will. Modest Yahoo is a reggae star and a Hasidic Jew. He is a worthless, misogynistic, motherfucking asshole, and I don't care what anybody else has to say about it, because for once, I would like to be heard out. He won't let women on stage with him, and he thinks that they shouldn't have jobs. What the fuck? I have one thing to say to him. Fuck you, motherfucker.
That's on Urban Dictionary?
Yeah. P.S. Thank you for listening to my rant. I love you all, and you helped me get through some issues and get out some aggression and anger. That was written by Skeet Skeet Motherfucker.
You're kidding.
I swear to God.
Skeet Skeet Motherfucker.
Yeah. Thank you for letting me get out the aggression.
Skeet, skeet, so goddamn.
That is one definition of modest yahoo. So, you know.
From a absolute sociopath, psychotic freak of nature.
We, the people at Stand By Your Band, choose not to judge the commenters.
Choose not to judge Skeet, skeet, motherfucker, who seems like a very honest
skeet,
person.
Skeet, skeet, motherfucker can kiss my ass. Skeet, skeet, motherfucker is projecting all the issues he has with himself.
Damn.
Into Matisse Yahoo, who does work with female artists, and I know who they are, and I want to take Skeet Skeet motherfucker, and I think we should publicly humiliate him.
Damn, yeah. Like how?
I don't care.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I'm going to need a little more time to marinate on it, because unlike him, I don't do impulsive, crazy, wow. psychotic yes. moves
okay,
in public.
Okay, speaking of crazy, impulsive moves, I sent this to Tommy earlier, but it's an article on Stereogum from 2016. The headline is, Modest Yahoo apologizes for telling fan her child is ugly as fuck. It says he's been receiving nasty messages from disappointed fans suggesting he should stop touring in the wake of recent lackluster performances. Somebody wrote, please just drop out of the tour with 311. Saw a video a while back and witnessed how awful you are firsthand. Just quit, dude. We all fucking hate you, which isn't nice, but he reposted it. Now it appears the roots reggae artist has reached a boiling point in the Woodlands, Texas on Sunday. Modest Yahoo set for opening for 311 and Sublime with Rome consisted of standing in the corner making noises and jumping around, according to one local outlet. A fan panned the concert on Facebook and took issue with Modest Yahoo shouting out Dallas instead of Woodlands. She tagged him too so late that night, Modest Yahoo wrote a few responses, growing increasingly irate and eventually telling his critic that she should fuck off and that her child is ugly as fuck. Not cool, Modest Yahoo. Whoa, a little bit of a
editorial
aggression
there.
let's see. He wrote, hee, hee, hee. The same reason it was the worst for you is why it was the best for me. I'm not here to entertain you. I put my soul into what I do. Not everyone is capable of receiving the truth. Peace out, Dallas. If you enjoyed Dirty Head set, it makes sense that you wouldn't have any clue as to what I'm doing up there. Creating in the moment real art, not entertaining or regurgitating. Dumb people don't usually get it. It seems the cornier your music is, the more people like it. That's because most people are dumb, unfortunately. And I don't have a problem with dumb people, but if you're too stupid to get it, the very least you could do is keep your negativity to yourself and try to make yourself feel better about your lack of understanding by pointing the finger at me. And one more thing, don't you know what it's like to sleep on a bus and wake up every day in a parking lot where every amphitheater looks the same, where you don't go out and see the city and play show after show? 200 shows a year for 12 years, flying here and there, but you feel justified enough to make judgments and have opinion. I would just like to say that your child is ugly as fuck and your name is stupid. Good evening, Katie Lou Fuckington. Take your honest review and suck it.
Was that her real name?
Her name is Katie Lou Pennington, so maybe, maybe he's dumb. He also has multiple misspellings throughout this. I don't know.
I couldn't say, first of all, I relate. When you're doing a lot of shows, when there is like a show after show after show, and you're like, you know, right now I'm not on tour, but there was a moment where I had a lot of dates on the calendar, and mm-hmm. I was in and out of the airport, a little bit disorienting. A lot disorienting, and to accidentally call a city another city, it's...
Yeah, I've done that
totally
before.
Fine, yeah.
That's a slip up.
But then it's like you like kind
but
of...
But then it's like when you're riffing with someone and blah, 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 it's in the moment and it's funny and it's not really meant to be recorded and it's not your Comedy Central special, it's not your Conan, it's not your half hour, you're riffing in the moment, and that's what he does in his music. And I, by the way, I'm the worst speller in the world, and I know a lot of I'm not going to name names, but I know a ton of like high powered I know some TV writers who are killing it, don't spell things right.
Steve Harvey,
sure.
I don't understand. I will actually defend bad spellers because I'm a bad speller myself. My brain doesn't really connect.
My only
visually.
Issue is if you're going off about how people are too stupid and you're spelling too wrong. That's a bad look.
I completely agree.
Great. But I also do want to admit it's not as Comedy Central said. It's not as on my Conan. I did call out Katie Lou Fuckington, and I do apologize. That was wrong of me. It was immature. there's another thing here that I thought was much worse.
Am I doing an okay job defending?
Yeah,
you're doing
a great
job.
And also, you don't have to defend this stuff. I just want to bring it up as like,
oh, I fucking will not fucking like Katie Lou Fuckington. You know what that feels like? It feels like, bitch, where are your horns? Like all over again. It's Texas. They're mad at him.
They're at his show.
Did they include a picture of the child in the article?
They did not, which I think is
bad journalism.
That's bad journalism. You're right. They should have a close-up zoomed in picture. Show us the child. Let the people decide.
Do a poll.
I bet you that baby was
you go baby.
The kid, I'm guarantee you guys.
That small toddler. I want to find this other one. So there's another one where he kicked a photographer in the face. This woman says, Modest Yahoo apologizes for allegedly attacking female photographer during the concert. And she wrote about it. She goes, she tweeted, I was just attacked by Modest Yahoo. I'm calling the cops and pressing charges. What the fuck? He kicked me in the face and broke my camera. Orthodox Jewish rapper Modest Yahoo is now garnering attention for entirely different reasons. He attacked her because he said that her camera flash was too distracting. She later added, I'm okay. After cops showed, Modest Yahoo's manager who witnessed the incident gave me a fat stack of cash to cover damages. Happy Hanukkah. And then he wrote, sorry about last night. I totally snapped. I wouldn't call it a kick, more like stepping into the crowd. And being that you've shot so many shows, you should know how distracting a huge flash in your face is. Seemed like you were there everywhere I turned with that flash. Next time, be more sensitive to the performer. Okay,
she's holding ice over her eye.
She literally says, she says, it hurt. He looked at me right before he did it. He stepped on my face on purpose. Call it what you will, a slow kick, and said that there was a visible mark on her face and left... her face and left brow bone.
Queens of the Stone Age, the same thing happened recently.
Is that true?
Yeah, there's a video of it.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
I think I showed
that.
You the video.
You did?
Yeah,
that
yeah.
was a bummer. Man. And she says, I wasn't even in the front row. I really wish there was a video of this because I can't picture it.
Yeah, me neither.
I picture him like jumping out and then stepping on her face and kicking off of it back on the
He's Dragon
stage.
Ball Z.
Chris Brown went to Tampa and he beat up a actual photographer, female photographer, and just like
Damn.
Beat her the
oh,
fuck
wow.
up.
And that's so
He also
unlike
has
him.
Beat
that's
up
weird.
A lot of women and he likes to beat up women because
yes.
he beats up women mm-hmm. and his favorite thing in the world is hitting women.
Yes.
I don't see that as a Modest Yahoo thing. I think there's a big distinction between what
sure.
happened in the moment. Sounds really fucked up to me, but there has to be a distinction between that and what Chris Brown does to photographers, which is like, come here, and then beats them up.
Absolutely. And Tommy, it was fucked up to review to make that comparison.
My defense is that, hey, at least he's not Mr. Brown.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Let's go to Facebook here. Yeah. I think this was a
also,
mix.
Also, I think he's one of the things I really like about him is that he grows the fuck up. He's not afraid to grow and he's not afraid to evolve. He's not the same person. And I don't feel like the same person I was in 2004. Like, I feel like I grew up with him. He's changed. He's gone through a bunch of shit and so have I. And like, obviously I'm talking about myself because everyone who listens to music is, it's all about you. You put the headphones
sure.
in. It's your relationship with the artist and it's just them singing to you, you watching them, and it becomes this one-on-one thing.
That's why Tom
sure.
listens to Michael Jackson. But he only started
only
after
now,
the documentary.
Only now, thank you. Oh, man. All right, so let's go to Facebook. As always, I posted We're Talking Modest Yahoo on the podcast tonight if you got thoughts. Mike O'Keefe comes in hot with He's Cool as Hell. Ari Finling writes, who defended Yellow Card on this very show.
In an
probably
infamous episode.
Least popular episode.
Jesus.
He writes, saw him at Bluebird in B-Town circa 2005. I was 18 and got my fake ID taken away at Axis the week before that bar closed a long time ago. Ari's old.
That was really good information.
I borrowed a fraternity brother's ID who looked nothing like me and was Indian. And I show up to the door and the bouncer just smiled and said, "Who cares? Have fun."
This is his whole comment.
He didn't say whether the show was good
or
not.
So he didn't say if he likes Modest Yahoo. He just wanted to tell an old story.
Melinda Kashner writes, LOL. Alex Price writes,
"Damn it, Ari." What's the point of that?
Melinda wrote, "I saw him open for 311 in 2007. After his set, he went out and roamed around the audience handing out literature about his religion. He at the time was a practicing Orthodox Jew and therefore could not come into physical contact with any woman who wasn't family. Women would see him and run over to meet him, and that dude would pull out legit Matrix moves to dodge hugs from female fans. It was hilarious." Let's see. There was one. Heather Maruli writes he's actually very good looking. We've discussed this.
It would obviously I've never met him, and I don't know him. Mm-hmm. And it really would upset me if I found out that he was like an awful person. Mm-hmm. I can't say for sure that he is or isn't. It just seems I just am obsessed with the music. So the things that the headphones that I put on, the music that I'm listening, it's like. You know, after the documentary and after being around so many amazing male comedians, it's like you just don't know people's secret shady lives. So it's like as we're talking, it's like, oh my God, I'm like defending this guy till the death. But I don't personally know him. It really, to me, is very strictly about the music. Sure. I've never even hugged him or touched him. Mm-hmm. And I'm not interested in it. I'm not interested because... Like, do I want to fuck him? No, I don't. Because it would ruin the music. Mm-hmm. Because if the sex is bad, then I'm like, oh, God, the sex was bad. Every time I hear King Without a Crown. Mm-hmm. And if the sex is really good, then it's like, where's his text? Where's his phone call? Yeah. Oh, that was really good. Like, oh, my God, I miss him. Like, what is it? There's no good part of this that could lead to anything. Yeah. So I'm like really dead set on like making it about me listening to music. And the relationship and people like, I don't know. Sometimes it's like hard to hear because like the Michael Jackson shit really shook everyone, even though it's like so
I
been
just
around.
Didn't care. No, I'm just kidding.
I believe you.
No, I'm sure lots of people actually think that.
It sucks. It sucks when you fucking love the music. It sucks when you're just like so gung-ho about a musician or a comedian and then they disappoint you.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
These men disappoint you.
Yep.
That's true. All. Did I mention it was men only? No, there's a couple.
What about the lady
female.
From Monster? Huh? Yeah, that Charlize Theron movie.
Our one example.
She was really cool till then.
No, women can be mean too. You're like, I worship. There was a female comedian. I worshiped the ground she walked on. It was an honor to meet her. I was freaking out getting... to be around her, and she wasn't all that friendly, and it kind of hurt my heart, and what am I gonna do about it?
Yeah.
And also, how many times a day does she have to deal with psychos like me who love her so much?
Uh-huh.
So it's true. It's all of those things.
Megan
don't
listens
meet
to the
them.
Show. Megan Daly, why were you so mean to We love Megan. Let's talk. There's a comment on here I really want to get to because I thought it was very interesting. So our dear friend of the show, Matt Alonzo Morning of the Limestone Comedy Festival and comedian out of Bloomington, Indiana, our dear friend, wrote, "When I was tour managing bands, it was prevailing and persistent rumor in the music industry that he was a struggling musician whose manager told him to create this Orthodox character so he would stand out and get press, and it worked, obviously. He is Jewish but was not religious at all before he used it for the act." Heather Maruli wrote, "Really, I thought he was Hasidic for years, and he recently dissociated with that." And he, Matt writes, "I heard it from several sources because this is right when he was blowing up. Several of the sources were people who worked at labels and management firms who tended to have the inside scoop on shit. Also, I heard it from a musician in New York who apparently knew him before the switch, who said it was a calculated thing." Interesting.
Who gives a shit?
That's a good point.
Everyone else is like dyeing their hair pink and being like, guess what? I'm horny. And then they're like, and then 10 minutes later, they have like brown hair and they're in like dressed in a doily. And they're like, I'm just an innocent girl.
Is this just Miley?
This is just Miley. And then 1 minute, they're like,
my dad's Billy Ray.
Everybody's like, my dad's Billy Ray Cyrus.
Wait, hold on. The entertainment industry is calculated? Wait, hold on a second. I thought like it was all American Idol and it's real.
All right. On a positive note, Max Fine writes.
Oh, wait. Also, that's not fucking true. He was Orthodox and got sucked into this culty religion. Simultaneously, they like really lifted him and he was doing all those Jewy shows.
Sure.
And then he kind of blew up from there.
Not unlike the theme of this season of Crashing, where Pete goes on tour with the Christian tour and starts to get back into his faith a bit. It's interesting. Maybe he stole Matis Yahoo's life.
That's They've done a very Son long a and bitch. Very good podcast. Matis Yahoo and Pete did a podcast.
Oh, and it so was he probably did steal
my
it.
Favorite fucking thing in the world.
Damn.
It was my favorite thing in the world.
Let's see here. Max Fine writes, I was at his show at BB King's when he broke. He's amazing and I'm still pals with his guitarist Aaron. My dad has his cell phone number if y'all want to talk to him. So weird thing to add, Max, but Esther, if you want that phone number, there you go. You'd get in contact with him. Nat Goldberg writes, is he single? Well,
wow, I didn't realize this was a big thing.
I didn't know that either.
I didn't know he was daddy.
I saw him pretty recently, a year ago. It's me, my mom, my sister. We were in Tampa. It's also like a fucking his audience members are really cool too. Mm-hmm. I love that he's not like crazy popping. That like people are just like there to see whoever's hot right now. It's not a packed environment. It's like it's packed with diehard fans, which is who you want to be standing next to. They're very gentle people. Like his fan base, you know, you go to fucking rocker, rapper, Beyonce. You're surrounded by their crowd. Their crowds can be shitty, yeah. And then you're stuck with 12-year-olds just because you happen to like Bieber or Taylor Swift. But thank God the Matis Yahoo crew, it feels like chill ass adult people who just like are appreciative and loving the music. And it's like, You're allowed to not like him. Then get the fuck out, because we do, and we're here to watch him. Anyways, it was amazing. He performed his heart out, and then he took his jacket off, and he was wearing this muscle top. It was a t-shirt, but then the arm sleeve was cut out.
Damn.
And
this is what people say when I perform as well.
he was pretty thin, but he had like a yogi body, so it was like a thinness but then like this bulging bicep, and everything was like bulging, very tall, kind of skinnier legs, but I was into it. And then he had this like beautiful tousled like silvery gray hair, and then like one maybe two earrings, and everything about him just looked like so sexy.
Yeah,
and I'm more into him now than
yeah
like attractive wise. I'm like, holy shit, this guy's fuckable. And
well, yeah, before he wasn't. Well, when he had the beard and stuff, you couldn't see that jawline, you know? Mm. That's big.
I wonder if Santa has a jawline.
He's got this
underneath, he takes it off, yeah, and he's got this yogi body.
The yogi. It's like a silver hair, though. He really, and that's the other thing. He ain't dying his hair. The guy's authentic, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you ask me, I'm a pretty great judge of character. I think so. I'm biased. And he seems very authentic.
Okay. Forgetting all the people who have been exposed as sex creeps in the past year, who are like your guys? Who are people that you were like? I'm trying to judge your your judge of character. So, forgetting what you know of all those creeps, can you name some of your favorite people?
People, comedians?
Yeah. No, just people. Is people. R. Kelly in there?
People? No, yeah. R. Kelly's not in there.
She's good.
There you go. That's all I wanted to know.
She's good.
Joe Damn. Zimmerman is a good
great
guy.
Man.
He's a great
former guest of this podcast.
Yes.
Noah Gardenswartz, I hang out with a lot.
Oh, really?
Honestly, I spent a lot of time with him, and I really think he's a good guy.
He's a good man. I'd agree.
I really great think man. So. I really think so. And like, you we never know Noah what's going to happen in the future. Like, he could all of a sudden turn into like a racist asshole. But like, his heart is made of gold, and I'm positive. And when no one's watching, or maybe I'm the only one watching, he does the right thing. And I'm like, come on. He just does the right thing.
You're like, come on, say something racist.
Yeah, I'm like, come on. And he won't, and he doesn't. And even like the way he handles himself, I like that. And I guess I bring him up because I spent a lot of time with him, and I've also chosen him to be the person that like also represents me and who I am.
Mm-hmm. He's
and
your manager, yep.
This fucking dude is through and through pretty solid. I've never met anyone who's had some kind of issues. Actually, I don't know. No. So
it sounds
anyways.
Like you are good. I was just trying to test your judge of character.
No, I'm trying to think of someone that I like. Oh, my friend Eric Williams is amazing.
Nice.
Speaking of that, we should start playing some of these
songs.
Oh,
absolutely. I found one last comment I'm going to read real fast. Oh,
don't you think that the person that the person's with is the good judge? That's
of
their
course.
Judge?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So Molly Ruben Long wrote, I was a volunteer coordinator for a post-Katrina rebuilding nonprofit my first year in New Orleans, and one day we had this volunteer group from a temple in upstate New York. I started chatting with one of the women, and it came up that her son was a musician.
Ooh.
So I asked what kind of music he played, and she rather sheepishly said, reggae, to which I said, wait a minute, is your son Modest Yahoo? Anyway, his mom is, like, ashamed of him, per se.
Oh, wow. But, Modest Yahoo?
She said not, like, ashamed of him, per se, but definitely not outwardly proud.
Doesn't want to say rapper.
Yeah.
That literally sounds like my mom. Like, everything I'm reading, I'm like, and I've been through it.
Okay, before we... Actually, I'm going to do the ad at the front, so I'll...
Great.
Let's just listen to the music now. All right.
The end of the podcast is all about the music.
That's right. Mm. And once just again, like we've backed ourselves into a bit of a corner where we're going to
rush
round. Through. Speed listen. This is one day.
Go to Tom Spotify.
That was a good song.
Go to Tom Spotify, and he made the playlist, so you can listen to all six songs there.
This is a little bit of one day. I'm going to skip forward, though.
Sometimes under the moon, I thank God I'm breathing, and I pray don't take me soon, because I am here for reasons. Sometimes in my tears I drown, but I never let it get me down. So when negativity surrounds, I know someday it'll all turn around, because all my life I've been waiting for, I've been praying for the people to say that we don't want to fight no more, there'll be no more war, and our children will pay.
That was one day. Let's jump ahead to Step Out Into the Light.
New stuff.
How new? Is he still putting out albums?
This was the last album, and then he did a new song. He's been collaborating with people and really pushing for the like Common Kings and other artists that he's young, hungry, you know. Feels very... taking people under his wing.
No middle, good one, no
high. Seems like a good guy.
Slow down for the show now. I'd rather be alone than explain how. Wake up and walk out. Take
fast forward to his
shake
yeah.
Shake
no, I think we should listen to all 8 minutes.
Positivity, love, and life.
Nope.
It's so long.
It's kind of a Where's Waldo thing with this song.
It feels like a dream state. Like, you walk around New York, you can, like, listen to it. You don't really get sick of it because there's not really, like, that, like, catchy hook. And it's just a completely different music experience. And I actually really like the album, but it's definitely not like, oh, here comes the shake it off and shake it off. There's not that.
We don't need to disparage anyone.
What do you think about Tay Tay? Let's hear the next song. This
I
is
might
Jerusalem.
Decide you're not a good judge of character anymore.
T-Mac's a big Tay Tay fan.
I am.
She's a good kisser.
Damn.
Wow. Damn. This is Jerusalem.
I like this song a lot.
You picked the playlist.
It's like sometimes it's just embarrassing. If I forget you, I like it. And like, Jerusalem, if I forget you, let my right hand
fire.
People don't.
What are you talking about?
Who cares?
It's interesting because it's like you can pick out a shirt and you're like, I love this shirt. And this one's like, your shirt's so stupid. And you're like, oh, fuck. Well, I like it. So I'm standing by it. If people.
That is what we do on the Patreon. We just stand by your shirt.
Is he saying Jarul? Oh, Jerusalem.
Jerusalem, which is, you know, some random ass city in the Middle East. No big deal. Jerusalem, if I forget
you. This came out right after Firefest. Saying Jarul so long.
I didn't like him until I went to Israel. The Israel stuff really hit me.
Wow.
And I'm from my mom's from Israel. It's a war-torn country.
Wow.
It's an identity crisis that I've had because it's a very strange thing to be Israeli but not Israeli, because the Israelis are like, you're not fucking Israeli, and I'm like, okay. And then Americans are like, you're from New Jersey, right? You're brown. And then I'm like, I'm not really Israeli, I'm not really normal American, and I'm very confused about that. But I do have some good music to go with my identity crisis, and he's done a good job with that. If you could find like music to help you with your identity crisis, then that kind of...
Yeah, we need some incel music. All right, let's hear Coming From Afar.
Mavado.
This is very nice.
Get him.
Oh, this is like the new one, right?
Hey. No,
I'm singing for the streets. Mark this. I'm tough, we are. Yeah. Yeah. From the heart of the ghetto, man, I revolute. Peeps and vampires won't rest until I'm hurting. Flirting with death, you know that I keep building. Lifting up the children and I rid them from the villain. That's I'm coming from afar. I'm such a special star. Then all we could I lose when Jerusalem.
That was Coming From Afar. This is Surrender.
This is a good song to listen to when you
go figure, pull the trigger when I simmer in the sun. Tell my lady I'll be with her when the summer's
not
coming
drunk,
gone.
Like
you are the moon on the rise. You are my tide, you
want eternal issues. Some confusion with your life or what you should be doing or where you should be going, and then you're like, what should I listen to, because the radio is starting to suck, and then you're like, so fucking surrender, and that really works. And I'm also such a positive person, so this music, and every time I pop in some music, not every time, but like I listen to stuff and I'm just like, I'm such a positive person, I'm always looking for the light and the positivity in the universe, and I do have some kind of relationship with like the soul and God. Like I listen to the Oprah podcast. I want something positive. I can't like if I'm feeling down, I just can't have music about strippers and hoes and making money. Even though there's a time and a place for it. Sometimes it's like you just want a song that's telling you to let go and surrender and like things will be how they need to be. And I think it's a little therapy-ish for me than it is I'm going to go twerk about it.
Sure. That's probably, it'd be probably weird to twerk about this song.
I can do it.
Tommy, knock it off. Clap, it's disrespectful.
Clap, make it clap.
Seriously, Tommy, stop.
You're breaking the table. I like that song. All right, I believe that's the playlist.
Yeah.
If I'm wrong.
What do you
guys have any final thoughts?
Yes.
Well, I came in here being like, this is my fucking jam. Oh, my God. And then I listened to some negativity. And as you can see, I'm a very, very sensitive woman. And if I could just flick a button to create What's the opposite of sensitivity?
A hardenedness or something?
I wish I was a much harder person. I wish I had a lower voice and a penis. None of these things are true. I am who I am.
Right.
And I'm sensitive. So it's like some of the negative stuff didn't love it. But at the same time, it's like my theory is you do you.
Sure.
You listen to whatever you want to listen to, because I'm going to be listening to Monty Siajo.
Yes.
And I reach for him when I'm in times of trouble, which is kind of funny because when I talk about my friends, it's like there's a lot of friends I like go out and party with because I'm doing great. And then there's sometimes where I'm not doing great. Who's around then? And it just feels like Monty Siajo's around when I'm feeling really shitty. And then when I'm feeling really good, I'm like, Cardi B. So I would like to thank him for being there for me.
That's beautiful.
When I needed it.
I think you conveyed it in a great way. I think you did a great job.
Great job.
1 out of 6 for me. I don't like this kind of music. I think you did a great job. I think you were a great guest. I just don't like reggae, and I've on the record as that.
That is true.
I'm too stressed out to enjoy it because I don't get how anyone can be relaxed, and I am too negative, and it's just not for me, but I think you did a great job.
I love that answer.
I liked more of this than I thought I would. I didn't mind One Day, and I mean, King Without a Crown, the live
I
one,
love King Without a Crown.
Want to see the best version of One Day, there's two. One is like a couple in a car, and they're doing it. It's a couple. It's mind-blowingly good. It's not Matiz. And the second one is, it's been very popular with children's choirs. So it'd be like a bunch of children, and they start singing One Day, and I just like water just starts to gush out of my eyeballs, because it's like, it's about not wanting to be at war anymore. And you're just watching like these little children, like, and it's just so moving. Cause it's like, what the fuck? Well, we are at war. This whole world is at war with each other. And it's a song about not being, it's crazy. And you're watching little kids and it's like, okay, well, I just ruined 10 boxes of tissues.
Yes.
But I'm such a sensitive little pussy.
Me too. I think I'm going to go 4.25 out of 6. I enjoyed it more than I thought that I would, and that's only fair. But it is the year of the bubble tea. Is that still the case?
No, I went back. No, it's sangria. It's sangria
now.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah. I picked new things for the year, and it was going to be bubble tea, but then I had sangria, and it was unreal. So now it's the year of sangria.
Sangria? You think that's going to last?
I hope. I mean, summer is a big sangria season.
That's true. So I mean, it seems a little short-sighted.
What about, can I pitch something?
Please.
Matcha tea?
You know what? I'll give it a try. I've never tried it.
You're
going to switch the year up?
No, I'm going to try it. I didn't commit.
Yeah, okay, all right. Well,
babe,
I've been telling
you
got
to go to Matcha Chacha.
Is that a real place?
Yeah.
Matcha Chacha.
We are learning about how lame I am. I'm walking away being like, I guess I'm like the lamest.
No, you should not leave feeling
that. You're
the
lamest.
I'm the lamest. There's like one or two other people that are
lamer.
Read
the Facebook comments. There's plenty of people who
want to fuck him.
who love his music. We just didn't have time to read them all, but there's a lot. Kelly Collette wrote a lot of positive stuff about him. I think Adam Mendelovitz wrote some stuff.
The exciting news that I didn't tell you was that I do have his phone number.
Oh, you do?
And before this, I did text him and I told him a friend of mine gave it to me, and like friend. And so I did text him asking him if he would like, I just said, I'm doing a podcast tonight and I'll be talking about you and how much your music means to me.
Okay.
Wow.
And then I said, would love to like call you and while we're on air, just to see what he would, just to say hello. If this is not your thing, I totally understand. Just want to let you know how much I love your music.
Amazing.
Wow.
So after all this, me and Matiz are going to end up fucking. So.
I think so, yeah. Apologies to Noah.
That explains the elusiveness about labeling earlier. So what do you rate the playlist? Out of 6.
I mean, I'm going to give it a 6 out of 6.
We ask
it's
every guest.
It's music with some heart and soul and light and positivity and love. And it's just fantastic music. And it comes from the heart. And it's meant to be live, just like comedy. He reminds me of a little bit of a comedian because it's a live thing.
Yes.
He's really on the spot.
beautifully put. Final thing is plugs.
Yeah, what do you got to plug?
Would you like to promote anything? This will come out tomorrow.
Album coming out April 5th.
Ooh. Oh, shit. That's exciting.
And, the album comes out April 5th. It's called Hebrew School Dropout.
Look at that.
Perfect.
And then I am, oh my gosh, this is really weird. I have a photographer friend. She's like, do you want to do a sexy shoot? I was like, okay. So I'm in Penthouse promoting the album as well, but I'm on the cover. So Penthouse does a bi-monthly. It's March,
special.
April. So the month of March and April is like the cover is like my name on it. And then I have 10 pages in it.
Are you kidding?
I'm not.
That's
joking.
Crazy.
Wow. Everyone thinks I'm lying. I'm like, I'm in 10. I have a 10 page spread right now and I'm not no nipples, no pussy. It's very classy, but it is a celebration of the female form.
Wow.
Cool. Tommy, you'll also be there in that magazine, correct?
All nipples, all pussy. that's my
well,
motto.
Tommy's recording an album at Union Hall.
June 13th.
June 13th.
Hell yeah.
It'll be called Hebrew School Dropout.
And I hear there's a very special guest.
And Tom will be hosting those shows, so you should come.
Come out. That'll be so fun. It's for a special thing, and it will be a special thing.
Oh, wow.
And I will be in Canada touring all around Toronto. And areas nearby for the JFL Roadshow from I think April 3rd to the 11th. Also, come out once again
tomorrow.
Live show tomorrow, Union Hall, 8 p.m. $7 tickets in advance, $10 day of. It's going to be so fun. We love to see you. All right, without further ado, keep it crispy.